This is Carmen Norris, and you are listening to the Bad Alibi Podcast. Dear Isabella, being kissed while you're asleep is so romantic. Such a calming show of love. So I was a bit startled when I tried to do this with Kenneth, and he screamed at me. I mean, I know some people wake up on the wrong side of the bed, but come on, I didn't deserve that. He really hurt my feelings. He kept going on saying I was outrageous, asking how I got inside his apartment. I mean, ugh, he's the one who's wrong here. Every night after he fell asleep, I laid there, stroking his hair and stayed until an hour before his alarm clock went off. But I'm in the wrong? Okay, then. Okay. I have the worst time dating. No matter how much I try to be a doting girlfriend, it's always the same thing over and over again. But I've got to say, this new guy is different. His name is Oliver. Hazel and Oliver. Don't we sound cute together? Anywho, we met at friends' houses. He was hanging outside of his friend's house, and I was doing the same right across the street. After a few hours of us both leaning back in our prospective cars and looking in on the lives of those we loved, we started making eye contact, and there was an instantly mutual understanding. The friend he was watching came out, and he, of course, had to follow behind them at a good distance, so it was a few weeks before I saw him again. I kept hoping to see him hanging out at his usual spot to see if we could actually strike up a conversation. You know, without being caught, of course. We hit it off. We had so much in common. I was a little worried when he told me he got arrested for stalking, but I understood. We all have a past. And I'm cautious, but still hopeful it'll work out. For our first date, he said he wanted to plan something special. He took me to watch one of his kids. He was a teacher, and one of his students had a project to see if he could control his urge to kill. See, my Oliver, Ollie, as I sometimes called him, isn't a typical teacher. He taught kids that others labeled troubled and cruel how to control their urge to harm others. My Ollie is such a sweet man. He made a career out of helping children that society shunned. We followed his student, Leo, I think his name was, to a gas station where some crazy woman followed him and said he almost ran her off the road. He kept his cool until she began threatening him. After he pumped his gas, he followed her away from prying eyes and really ran her off the road, then waited until she came to and set her car on fire. Ollie started to get out of the car but waited. Then we saw the woman bust out one of her windows and try to climb out of the fire, about to engulf her, but Leo pointed a gun at her. She was going to have to risk losing her life either way. Ollie jogged over to him looking like a proud dad and gave him the biggest bear hug. It really warmed my heart to see how loving he was with his kids. I was glad I got to watch such a big accomplishment. It truly brought us together. Well, that lasted about 3 or 4 months before I couldn't help but notice that I felt like I was on the outside and afraid to look in. Ollie, or Oliver, as I started referring to him at that point, was always there, but still distant in a way. He stopped trusting me. I caught him snooping through my phone, and I later found a tracking device on it. But the thing that took it too far is that when I'd leave for work in the morning, he'd be sitting at the end of the street, waiting for me, watching me. I couldn't believe he'd act like that. I tried to convince myself that it was flattering and that he'd only do it because he was so into me, but things didn't feel the same anymore. I mean, I didn't want to be with someone who couldn't understand boundaries. I was a normal woman wanting a decent guy. I caught him doing it and confronted him, but he would just drive off. I was so tired of it. Eventually, I broke it off and almost got a restraining order against him, but then he just gave up. No more calling and hanging up, waiting for me outside of my favorite coffee shop, Beanie's Brew. He just moved on with his life. And I moved on with mine, going back to Kenneth. When I showed up at his house, he actually pushed me out with a broom, calling me crazy and all of this. I've had a crazy love life, as you can see, and I really just decided I have to be done with Kenneth because that guy needs help only a professional can give him. But Isabella, that's why I'm writing you. Not to convince you that Ollie is a great man. You've been dating him for a while, so I'm sure you know that anyway. I'm writing because I miss him, and I want to try to make things work. But I can't just walk up to him and say that. I have to show him. I know you're both on vacation right now. Surprise, I'm here too. If I were to actually drop this letter off, it would be a little heads up. But I'm not. So I hope you like surprises. See you soon.